Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of adult and settled reverie hip hop. Six Man
Radio.
Memory was in this envelope, another fan wrote.
The boy like Cook Coat, I'm loving what you did for the rap world and all. Still humbling the game, over the years ain't nothing changed. Same hard ass drums, incredible bass lines. Fuck sugarcoat and shit, you one of the top five dead or alive. Some dudes used to say that you wouldn't survive, cause you be sampling and shit, but you ain't paid no mind to see. Some of these cats ain't got the will to survive. Yeah, they be thighs, but they ain't got that drive. They ain't got that consistency to take that life that you got. But you not, I ride or die. I make beats myself. Any advice for the kid? Not, I need help. I've been doing this for years with the help of nobody else. It's you I look up to, cause you do it for us.
This is all for my fans. I do it for everybody around the world. You know this stuff. Real music, y'all. Custom made for all. I do it for this is all for you. And show love. I couldn't have done it without more than 10 years in the game for this. I say love's in the same. Ain't nothing changed. I love. I do it for this is all for you.
I got another fan letter in the mail. I can't tell who it's from. The ink faded. And by the stamp, I can make out it was sent from Canada. Carter now from there.
Every year not, so I'm a fan, something similar to Stairs. Just without the blonde hair, every beat you ever made is dismantling the game. Smashing these suckers, Snoop Dogg, know it ass scar. Kelly Fucker, that's the best beat daddy ever sang on, period. Who's saying you ain't the truth? Rap ain't hearing it. Little brother told me, check M.O.P. Busta Rhymes said Dr. Dre and X to the Z is all students. Say a baseline, spitting over history and present day time. Nobody's got the fire like you. Beat battles you against the whole crew. Like Superman going against Care Bear Blue. I'm trying to be like you, but I ain't got the productivity. Snares like a gun, your kicks are electricity. Shocking any fruity loop. Logic shut down. My ties are paralyzed with raw pound. I'm a fan, my nigga.
I do it for everybody around the world. You know this song. Real music, y'all. Custom made for all. I do it for this song. And show enough, I couldn't have done it without. More than 10 years in the game for this. I say love's in the same. Ain't nothing changed. I love. I do it for.
About to open another one. And this came from North Cackalack. Little brother all day. Nigga written on the back. Big Pooh and Fontaine. They my niggas in back. I need to send them a track.
What up, Knots? It's Fonsiga. Let me rep you real quick. Cause I've been checking for you ever since. Like 98 with extinction level event. The way that everybody rides used to set off the tits. Had everybody thinking this is how the shit should be. Cause we ain't not out here if we shook our heads in disbelief. And so when youngins think you new to the beats, I run your catalog. Real live and stereo, no analog. The blueprint if you're trying to use the ASR. You know you better than the rest cause they ain't up to par.
And you can call me Barry Bonds. Yep, here's another hit. Plus you put it down on that life of the party shit. A pleasure and an honor to record on it. Got these other beat makers thinking, why the fuck I never thought of this?
Because they ain't not raw, homie. You a shining star, diamond in the rough. Rapper Pooh now signing on.
This is all for my fans. I do it for everybody around the world. You know this fun. Real music, y'all. Custom made for all. I do it for this is all for you. And show enough, I couldn't have done it without. More than 10 years in the game for this. I say love's in the same. Ain't nothing changed. I love. I do it for this is all for you.
Geller House niggas. It's our house, nigga. Let's go.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead prayers mouth to mouth that
house,
shit. When they said a nigga what an amount to shit. Now whose house is
they gonna
this?
They gon' hate you now,
laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dick up,
killer house.
Me out that bitch before I spaz and twerk and I'm out. Yeah.
Yellow house niggas. It's our house, nigga. Let's go.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead prayers mouth to mouth that
house,
shit.
Nigga.
When they said a nigga what an amount to shit. Now whose house is
they gonna hate you now, nigga.
Laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dick up,
kill a house.
Me out that bitch before I spaz and twerk and I'm out
yes,
there.
Sir. Yo, hey, y'all niggas can be serious. 18 years bought, y'all niggas get serious. I'm Ed Delirious. My money, you give me it. Brush that groove till I run house, idiot. My 12th grade class said I wouldn't make it. I guess they were Boston fans talking to a Laker. Here's to all you haters, $100 tip. I'm shutting the club down and I'm out that bitch.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead bread, mouth to mouth that shit. When they said a nigga what an amount to shit. Now whose house is this? Laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dick sucker, keep me out that bitch. Before I spaz and twerk and I'm out that bitch.
Now Reddy's in the house. Got to make it dirty like I'm headed down south. Pull a Tesla birdie, keep the heat up in my pouch. And I pull it on whoever got my name up in it. This is New Jersey finest. Headed to the top and keep them haters far behind us. Reddy staying focused like I'm putting on my blinders. And kill a house of shit just in case you need reminders.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead prayers mouth to mouth
yes,
that
sir.
Shit. When they said a nigga what an amount of shit. Now whose house is this? Laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dick sucker, keep me out there, bitch. Before I spaz and twerk and I'm out there.
Real record.
Bling bling, keep me on time while I make the ching ching. You so precious like a burst of joy. I heard your boy Jacob got the best it. You so hot, you make me hot, boy. And he got you round the whole watch, boy. And so expensive, but well worth it. I've heard it's a deal of that ransom. It's so ugly when the ice lit. You with me, the feeling is priceless. You so beautiful with you in the role. With something awful what you do to the pros. You ain't guessing, you ain't listening. I'm flossing with my girl's best friend. Shining with my girl's best friend. I'm blinding with my girl's best friend.
When I raise them in the sky,
yeah.
Shine so bright it'll blind your eyes. Diamond or a girl's best friend, pulling with you until the end. When I raise them in the sky, shine so bright it'll blind your eyes. Diamond or a girl's best friend, pulling with you until the end.
Yeah. Bling bling, you with the whole team, get the pearls on the ding ding. They see the shine, they eat it up. They see the flood, but they can't see the time. You so sparkly. If you ain't a part of me, it's like the Rockets with no Barkley. You so hard, I'm getting it with no prob. I mean the women give me gold stars.
Oh Lord.
So special, you multifaceted. You can cut glass with it. So brilliant. Go spend a little dough, look like you sold millions. Plus you everlasting and drastically important when sporting your ghetto fashion. You ain't guessing, you ain't listening. If you stay glistening, shake your wrist and just shine with your girl's best friend.
Where I am, riding with your girl's best friend. Wildin' with your girl's best friend. It's D.I. and your girl's best friend.
Oh, when yeah. I raise them in the sky, shine so bright it'll blind you.
Addicted when I flipped it the ball, then I whipped it the more. And it's like the streets call you. How could you leave me after all I've done for you? Who else would employ you? I made you feel raw, you. All it took was some oil, some water, some baking soda to make you hover. My first taste of power. I'm numb off the feeling. I'm done off, niggas. I can't stop dealing.
I'm addicted to the game. This shit keeps calling my
name. Nigga J-Love.
I need this too.
Ain't you afraid to go to jail, God? Was you your brain, all you sane? But like Dale Earnhardt, the game is racing through my veins. And I crash every time, but like I never hit the wall. I need the K's like Pedro, so I'm back pitching raw. And when the bases are loaded and cops try to squeeze play, the game ain't cold enough to ever freeze Jay. And I need the green like fiends need yay. And they say it ain't right, but it's the game of
I'm
life.
I'm addicted to the game. This shit keeps calling my name. I need to
I rap now.
Yeah, no.
I eat good. I smoke good. Drink good, multi-millionaire, but still I think hood. Belly full, I can't shake it. The hunger in my belly has been replaced with other forms of starvation. I guess it's just the need to be heard. I need niggas to say I can't believe your words. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Thoughts are sporadic, I gotta unconfuse it. Sorta like a Rubik's Cube is. Every album's a color, but I fuck up the other color. I guess I'm more like a bitch with a belly, but her ass is right. Y'all don't understand me still. I never enjoyed my success, but my family will. And I'm alright with that. So the rap Jerry Rice is back to fulfill a need, though I lead the league. I pray every day, I travel at God's speed. Not a minute slower, cause the minute you hover, everybody praying for your spinach to slow up. It's sad, but it's true, but niggas ass gon' turn blue. Holding your breath, cause the force that's controlling my step won't let me lose it till I'm undisputed. Until I'm one with the music, till I'm dead and gone in search of the broken
I'm
song.
To
my
the game. This shit keeps calling my name. I need to shoot.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Steve? Another Saturday in the big city.
Yeah, man. Six Man Radio, you know, we've had a great season so far, Nate.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's really been incredible, I gotta say.
I was just, you know, going back, thinking of all the old joints we did already. You know, so far this season, we had Camp Low, T-Rock,
yeah.
MC Light.
Yeah, man.
Knife Wonder.
DMC.
DMC. Easy
Mobi. That DMC was, wow.
Man. Oh, man, thank God we couldn't have did none of this without God, man. You know,
exactly.
Shout out to God. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it's a beautiful Saturday evening. You know, Six Man Radio, we getting it. You know, we getting it popping tonight.
Yeah, in fact, as we speak, the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival is going on out there. So shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. Shout out to Brooklyn. I'm sure it's packed out there.
Word up. Yeah, man. But tonight on Six Man Radio, if y'all ain't out there at the Brooklyn Festival, you know, if you happen to be in your crib in front of your computer, or even if you ain't in front of your computer, you know, give us a call.
You got a phone. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Give us a call, 646-478-3599. Once again, 646-478-3599. And you can listen to us. Press 1 to speak to us and speak to the guest. Our first guest this evening is from the show Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's an MC, Prince of the South. Lil Scrappy's on the check-in.
That's right, y'all. Lil Scrappy.
He was supposed to be on before a couple weeks ago, but, you know, emergency, some things that happened, so he wasn't able to call in. So he's going to be on the check-in this evening. And who we got later, Nick? Who we got later?
And then, later, a little later, not too far, is super producer, Knotts.
Oh, man.
He's ridiculous with it. If you don't know about Knotts, he's worked with some of the most incredible artists in the industry. He's coming up. So definitely call in if you want to ask him any questions or, you know, just holler at him. Let him know how much you love him.
That's right. Once again, the telephone number to call in is 646-078-3599. That's Six Man Radio, man. We there, man. We here. We in the building. We been going in. You know, we playing a couple bangers earlier. You know, we got into, we played Jay-Z, Addicted to the Game joint. That was a classic. I played the Knotts joint featuring Cardinal Official and Lil Brother called Do It For Y'all. I started out the joint with that. That's my joint. Good grief.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah. Oh my God, good grief. What else did we get into? Oh man, I don't even remember. I was just practicing.
You played that Red Man Elzai, joint.
Elzai.
Yeah.
Jesus. God, not the genius. Jeez, what the hell's wrong with me today? Elzai. the Genesis. You know, because you know he redid the Nas album.
Okay.
Ill-Mass,
yeah, that's right. You told me about this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That takes guts to do. You know.
Yeah, off the hook. And he pulled it off. He pulled it off very well. So, you know, shout out to him, man. So, you know, that's a classic, baby.
For real.
You know, playing around with them classics gets crazy, baby. You know, but he pulled it off real well. You know, I'm
he sure did.
Yes, he did. The whole project. Yeah.
You know, Seed, I don't know if you heard, yeah, but Benny Siegel's going to jail, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's going to jail for tax evasion, yo. But damn, people please, when you get in this industry and your dough starts to bubble, get yourself a great tax accountant and get somebody to watch him because that's how serious it is. I mean, he owed like more than like $700,000 and, you know, he pleaded guilty to it back last year.
That's a lot
of dough, man. That's a lot of dough, right? And all while he's promoting this new album he's about to drop in September. Supposed to drop in September. I think they're going to drop it in August because I think he has to report into jail in September. And that's just sad.
Yeah. Damn, Siegel. Hold your head, brother. Hold your head. You know, we love you out here. Matter of fact, we were trying to get Siegel on the show. A little while ago, but I guess, you know, he was going through what he was going through.
I think that's why.
Yeah. Shout to him. Hold your ass, Siegel. Mm-hmm. You heard? What else is popping, though? What else happened this week?
Well, you heard about Lord Finesse suing Mac Miller?
Yeah.
How would you think about that? Because, I mean, like, the song that he's suing over was sampled on a mixtape, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So, like, can you sue over such a thing?
You know what? It's crazy. You'd be surprised at what you could sue somebody over. You know what I mean? Little loopholes or whatever. You know, these lawyers are thirsty, so they'll find something.
I guess so.
As far as the mixtape thing, you know, if they're not getting residuals for it, if they're just giving it away, I don't see how.
Right.
You know, I don't see how
exactly.
You can make a dime off of that. Me personally, I don't, you know, I'm on the fence with it because I feel Finesse. I feel where he's coming from, but you know, artistically, I feel where Mac Miller coming from because it's hip hop. Hip hop based on stealing. Like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
Like, this is what we've been doing, man. Yeah, you know.
And then it's not like he said that he was doing it out of homage to Lord Finesse, like homage to the ones that gave him a reason to even be in hip hop. You know, he's suing that boy for like $10 million.
Wow.
I guess you gotta reach high in order to, you know, settle on something.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, how much money he think that boy got, though? Like,
I'm wondering. I'm asking you, see what you think about that.
I don't know, Finesse.
$10 mil.
I don't know, brother.
That lawyer got you gas, son. He got you gas.
That's real ambitious.
That's very
ambitious. Yo,
oh my goodness.
We're going to get to a little bit more music, you know.
Okay.
And kind of, you know, set it up for scrap. Let's throw a little R&B real quick. Just to, you know, break the monotony just a little bit. Then we're going to go down south a little bit. And then hopefully, you know, Scrap will be on the check-in.
All right? All right,
Six Man Radio, y'all. Home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We about to get into Mary J. Blige. This is the Ooh joint, but this is the J. Dilla remix. Fuck y'all know about this, man. Nothing. Let's get into it.
I think my favorite mix top spin is the Mary joint, the Ooh joint. Man, that dish is is crazy. Not to mention that that's one of my favorite Dilla beats. But that's one of my favorite Mary songs, you know. And in my head, I never would have heard those two go together. You know what I mean?
What you do to me? that you're on pure dosage. From a landscape of Kuwait, Jakes and Vultures. Too many of us lose focus due to the fact that we all just a bunch of soldiers. Foul coaches, funny how the streets mold us. Allah told us, in the cages where they hold us, it's much colder. The babies follow our footsteps, the way we rap. They model us, leave a richer nigga dead and wet though. We learn the same jewels, but it seems we forget though. Yeah, should've knew what love is before we learned what a thug is. Now we left our seeds to be raised by their mothers. I've seen the hood raise brothers, kill too many of us. A thin line between the haters and the ones who love us. A thin line from the freedom and the foul judges. In the streets where the snake niggas hold brushes.
Calm down. I feel like music makes this stuff. Tell me what. But drama's all we know. We laugh with the rich cats. When they leave, we switch back. Somebody ask yo how he get that with his bitch ass. Coming through on the humble, just a chit chat. He used to be down on the corner with us. He was born with niggas, but now he's on the mad figures with mad bitches. A sharp dresser, cool nigga, but about to be called out by the hard testers. Never known for busting his chrome. Wasn't soft, but wasn't respected till he was grown. School he graduated. Somebody you could say had made it. While we stay in the projects, walking the pavement. Everybody has their ups and downs, but this one kid had stayed rich. While we sling the grave shits, I'm tired of it. Said a cat whose name I'ma leave anonymous, cause he might take it as some kind of diss. Anyway, he saw him driving up inside the project. Tried to stick him, but he got bodied in the process. The Victorian became the victim. Thought he had a smooth nigga caught, but a smooth nigga licked him.
All the way.
Yo, I'ma get into this joint real quick. It's produced by our guest coming up later, Knots. It's his group DMP, Dirty Music Production. Shout to them and shout to Norfolk, Virginia. This is serious. It came out a couple years ago. It's real serious. It's called Angry Birds. Oh, man. Y'all will get the idea when you hear it. Let's get it.
Part of the street, yeah. Cross the streets, yeah. I'm a part of it. Lay it down,
dreaming, no feeding. Him, take Jesus, the reason your season needed. Season was spices they needed, more life and lucky, your wife was bleeding.
Your life is leaving your body, for drinking too much Bacardi. You should've known when to start it, never fuck with Jesus.
And in the climate, I'm shining, cause I'm perfect for timing. I'm good for ripping and rhyming in and out the beat.
And they phone is slow in the clip, for niggas the vote in the trip. And you know I'm rolling the whip, we finna set them free.
Nigga. And fuck a bottle of water, bitch, I'm on some hard liquor.
and niggas say what they don't understand. If you was me, you would be quick to pump a rubber band. Man, these niggas over. Bitch, I'm Dutch or Rose. Knock your face off, now you need a makeover. The game's over, and the way too. Cause y'all push back, now they gotta stay for you. What up, new? What up, what that angle do? Have a motherfucking monkey when they let you loose. What up, big? What up? I'ma hold it down. Ain't no circumcised chip, but we gon' have to clown. Don't play with me, play so. Tell TGKEAO. I'm finna make a swoop down to the MIAO. Niggas kill me with that mugging shit. Then when you run up on a nigga, the muggins don't exist. Okay. Face off, keep popping at the mouth, I knock your face off, yeah, I knock your face off, keep popping at the mouth and we gon' face off, this ain't what you want, this ain't what you want, I say this ain't what you want, 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 old lame ass nigga, old pussy ass.
Shotgun, I tear up your block.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Let your piggy by the toe. Click, click. Focus it down. Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. He may holler, let him go. But nigga, if you let him go, you get hung by the low. Meeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Hey yo, you took one of ours. Now we even in the score. We ain't playing that civil rights thing no more. No humming, holding hands. We arming up for action. The revolution is televised like Mike Jackson. No more shooting niggas 41 times. No more blasting us after you step blind. No more selling coke to me. And when I distribute to you, I get my rights red pig. Fuck you when I'm rolling stick. Who this big dinky is? That just only mean you get spit on by our kids. In the area, cause none of us respect your game. Like a plane propeller. I ain't saying kill nobody, beast in blue. But keep it up and you get a part named after you.
And what you say? 38, 44, 50 cal shotgun. I tear up your block.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Get your piggy by the toe. Click, click.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe.
He may holler, let him go. He may hit you, let him go. You get hung by the law.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. Nigga, you confused. Let me choose.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. That's your love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
Going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling. You know, it looked like Scrappy did it to us again.
Scrap.
Come on, man.
You
know
what?
Please don't make me have to call Stevie, man.
No,
Stevie.
No. Wait a minute.
Don't make me call Stevie, man.
No.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Stevie
come
Jay's on, a pimp. He's a pimp, son. I'm sorry.
Don't make
my brother's
man.
A pimp.
Man. Let's talk about that show real quick. Have you been watching it?
Well, I'm one of those people that I'm trying to protest it. I have not watched an episode, but all my peoples around me talk about it, and I'm like, I can't do it, you know? I just can't do it. But you know what? You know, it's very interesting. Let me know what you think about this.
Yeah.
My girl is looking at it now as, it's not just buffoonery anymore. It's a cautionary tale.
It is.
It's a cautionary tale. That's what it
yeah.
is. You know what
yeah.
I mean? You
yeah.
see these broads. You see these brothers. You know, you want to live like them. You see the cars. You see the dough. You know, you're thinking, hey, well, I'm missing out on life. But you're not. You're
yeah.
just not. It's
yeah.
almost like a cautionary tale. Then I'm like, I'm going to have to come in Mona Scott for this, like, you know what? I think she know what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It looks like
well,
a bunch of cooning, but actually, it's
well,
take heed, I think, you know?
If you really look at it, I mean, that type of thing is what pretty much what the people want to see. And I'm not going front. I've tried to actually boycott certain shit like that as well. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean... The whole hip-hop thing is what pretty much got me watching it, and, you know, the relatability to that. I can't relate
right.
to the basketball wives. I can't relate to all that other shit. But
mm-hmm.
as far as the hip-hop thing, that's what I watch.
Right.
And, you know, it's actually entertaining. I'm not going to lie, man. I'm not going to lie. If I miss it, I'm tight. You know what I'm saying? Like
no, for real?
Yeah, man. Because, yeah, it's buffoonery, yeah, at its finest. Like, please, don't get it twisted. It is at its finest.
Right.
But
right.
I like watching it because I like to see, you know. I ain't going to front. I watch it for Stevie, you know.
Oh,
Because son is so funny. Like, regardless of how he is, it's hilarious. because niggas all across the world, we can't be like that, Nate. We cannot be like that. So the fact that somebody is actually like that, doing what deep down inside we all know is morally not right, so we would not do it. But, you know,
right.
deep down inside there's a little part of us niggas that want to be like that. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yes, you're right, yeah.
He's getting away with it. He's getting away with it.
He certainly is. He certainly is, because, you know, when you just get cussed out and threatened and then sent back to the pole, and in the next breath, told how beautiful you look. Well,
he's doing it, absolutely.
You know, a bitch like me would have been slapped down. My mouth would have been like fucking water hydrant on that. Like what?
He
would have smacked the. He would have just beat me down. Like, oh, I'd have been on the ground still cussing. Fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you, nigga. So and then the whole thing, the whole situation. You know, with Scrap and you know, he's got his baby moms, and, you know, he really not really feeling being in that situation, and, you know, he not really keeping it. He didn't really keep his 500 with her, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to check it out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I hear little things, but, you know, mind you, she's been with homie for, like, 15 years.
That was the whole point. Like, it's like, yo, man, like, come on, man. And she seemed like she's a good girl, too, man.
Yeah.
Nigga.
And she's pretty. She ain't no, like, slouch, you know. But regardless of whatever, like, you know, homegirl sees, I can't remember her name, but you see the deal. I mean, I understand, you know, you have a kid with him, or does she have, like, this one kid? I have no idea. All I know
is, look
at homie's history. He's not going to marry you.
Yeah,
it's not gonna go down, boo. And why would you want to marry homie? Like, for real?
Yo, you know what? Give us a call, man. Call us up, 646-478-3599. And give us y'all take on the show, man. Like, if y'all watch the show, do you actually think that it's coonery and that it's not good for us? Or is it just entertainment? Who's your favorite character? Chime in, call in, let us know. Let us know who, you know, who y'all fucking with on there. If it's actually something that y'all like to watch.
Right,
you know?
Right. I think they like it.
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently so. I ain't gonna lie, I like it. Yeah, nigga. And then the fight, they were just popping off last week. And the funny thing about it, what I wanted to ask Scrappy as well, man, because, you know, I'm a little disappointed in Scrappy. I'm going to keep it real, you know.
Yeah, I really want to talk to him about
the
show,
too. I'm going to keep it real, because this is Twice. And you know me being a real nigga I am, I'm not going to let that shit rock. This is Twice. First time I seen homie tweeting, it was all good. You know, and he only answered back to chicks, though. You know what I'm saying? But his manager and all that saying it's all good. And that, it's a go. And and I confirmed yesterday. And and then nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so shout to them. Shout to Kevin Clark. You know, shout to Lil Scrappy and all that. I know he's down in Miami getting his gruffle on. But I want to turn this music off real quick, because I want to let people know something. All right? Check this out. When you become an artist, when you're an artist, right, everything's beautiful when you're big and you're running around, you're touring, and, oh, everything's great, right? But when you fall off, the core people, the people like us, the ones that are not the Clear Channels, not the Hot 97s and all of them, who when you fall off, they don't give a fuck about you. We the ones that really play y'all shit. We the ones that support y'all. We the ones that hold y'all down. So please don't forget, don't get hype when you start getting popping again and then want to start acting funny because everybody's looking at you again. You know what I'm saying? That's just a word to the wise. This to everybody. You know, stay humble and stay on your feet and your cues and fuck with everybody. And don't act like you too big because, 2 years ago, nobody was hitting your jack for you to be on nothing. So let's be clear. My name Bad C at Nicholas Cage if niggas got a problem. Huh? All right. So, like I was saying, I'm going to put the beat back on. We don't play no games, man. Brooklyn, man. We don't play no games. Anyway, like I was saying, you know, the show his character on the show is actually, you know, it actually shows a real side of him. And everybody, you know, it shows a real side of him. Stevie J is the one that seems real animated. Like,
right,
you know, like it's an actual cartoon character. Like they sat down with Mona, and Mona was like, "Yo, I need for you to, you know, I need for you to be as assholish as possible." And you know him, he probably made that face and was like, "Yeah, Mona, you know, I got you.
I got you." And the way he talks to you, it's I'm like, I can't.
You look nice today.
I can't do it. I'm like, would I be like caught up like a deer caught in headlights? Like, okay, Stevie J. But you know, they know who to apply that kind of mentality to. If you got a girl that, you know, has a certain level of knowledge of self in her, you know, like, you know, there's a massive amount of chicks that will not be able to even go through that. And there's other broads that are, and they know exactly who to pick. Men know, you know, like, I got this chick in the pocket, bitch ain't going nowhere. A certain mentality or a certain level of education lets you know, the vulnerability of the woman. So, you know, I don't agree with it, but, you know, some people are like, hey, she could get on anytime she wants, any one of them, you know?
Yeah.
That's just that. It's a crazy show. It's a crazy show, but, yeah, I'm excited. Like, yeah, it's not just comedy or for, it is for entertainment, but it's definitely a cautionary tale, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, wait a minute.
Absolutely. Yo, Nate, hold it down for a second. You know I'm going to do what I do. Hold it down for a second.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, it's a cautionary tale, y'all. That's all I can say. But you see the life and you see the pretty clothes and the $6,000 purses and you think, yeah, I got to get in there. But, oh, what does it take to get there, you know? It's a lot to sacrifice, and, you know, don't get all like, I wish I could be like so-and-so. Just, you know, understand, like, the business, especially for women. Oh, it's really hard. It's tough. It's crazy. We really got to work hard, and a lot of it is sex, and you have to be a certain way or maybe give up a certain thing. You really got to be careful, so. Yeah. I'm going to start watching the show and so I can really, like, see what's happening because, you know, I was boycotting it for a while, but now I'm like, okay, I just got to see what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
I just got to see what's happening here, you know?
Yeah. We got a caller on the line, a caller calling in to chime in on the show.
Okay.
You know. Six-Man Radio, who we got on the line?
We have Miss Nana Music, Miss A.K.A. Vibe Essential.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
That's good.
Thanks for calling into Six Man Radio.
Thank you for having me on here. My comment on this whole scrappy thing, I was about to tweet it. Honestly, artists, and I agree with you, artists need to understand the people made the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the end, we're the ones that support them, buy the CDs, you know, go to their shows. So for them to go ahead and shit on folks is really foul in my
Let them know.
Part about it, though, is, nigga, we done had legends on the show. Like,
legends.
You know what I'm saying? We done had legends. But you know what? We're not going to do that.
There's no need.
God
it is
him.
What it is. Exactly.
God bless him. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Whatever. You
Maybe
know,
he's hanging out with Bucky today.
I heard she was on the show now. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. Like, what do you think your critique of the show? Like, what are your thoughts about it?
Honestly, to me, it's numb-minding. It's buffoonery to me. Honestly, it is. You know, I kind of read up on the whole Jocelyn,
the stripper girl. Yeah,
the jump-off. She actually wants to be a representative for the Latinas. I say, hell no.
You're lying.
I'm sorry.
No way.
Goodness.
No way.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. No, she could go back to the strip club with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
How could she think she could do that?
You're here first, Six Man Radio. go back to the strip club with that. Shout out to Jocelyn, though. You know, shout out to all of them, you know. Being that homie didn't call in for whatever reason, maybe he's getting his gross award. I hope he in there, you know. I hope he's making something hot, in the studio or something, you know.
Right, right.
I hope he's doing that at least. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. You know why? Because it's later on in the show. Matter of fact, we're going to start getting prepared for that, though.
Right,
we got
right,
super
right.
producer. Oh, man, we got super producer Knots. And when I tell you, I'm going to give y'all a little quick little background.
Yeah, yeah, let them know.
Yo, man, Knots done work with everybody from Busta to Big to M.O.P. to Dr. Dre to... And I'm going to get into a little set of his music, some of the stuff that he produced, but Jesus, I mean, the bass lines, everything, unparalleled. And on top of that, you know, I had the opportunity and the pleasure to work with homie early in my career.
Right.
And the records that I did with him helped land me my record deal. So shout out to him and the whole DMP. You know, them niggas is super dope, man, running around getting busy, man. You know, riding around getting it.
Mm-hmm. He's done the gauntlet.
Heard up. So yeah, man. You know, Scrappy shitted on us twice again, but you know what? Hey, man, come on, man. We got toilet paper, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got toilet paper.
We can wipe
baby.
Ourselves clean and fresh.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It goes down. So this is what we're gonna do, y'all. We're gonna get into a couple joints of Knots, and then we're gonna get into that Knots interview. And then we're going to come back, you know? Six-Man Radio, man. It's the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Oh, man. Let's get into the Scarface joint, Knots produced.
All right, let's do it.
It's called Girl You Know. Man, look. Let's get it.
Yeah. What do you mean, where am I at? Now the ate those fruits from the leaves of life. Far as even couldn't have been the most deceiving wife. Nigga, nigga had a weak spot, she was right. I just saw it how I see it, she in love with him. And he in love too, but still be fucking all of them. Can you imagine you in lock with one breeze for life? Waking up in the morning, laying down at night. With the same face, looking at you all the time. Realizing now that happiness is hard to find. You wanna go out and try to find that smiling face. But she's always mad, and her sex ain't great. And she don't suck dick like she used to do. Force a nigga into trying to find him something new. And on the real life, I've seen it when it went like this. But girl, there's one thing happened that you can't forget. Can't be seen as a diss, I can blame you. But you got more miles than an F-350 you been ran through. And I know for a fact you got history. But since we met, I've been hearing your name in certain circles. Pussy got a snap like a turtle. And you can catch a nigga on the late night. Coming out the club, half drunk off Remy and Sprite. And make a man out of quick, that's how you handle a dick. It's unlike no other. She a bad motherfucker. But I'm too strong to let her hoe undercover make me look fucked up. But unlike those others, I met a lot of freaky girls in my lifespan. So you can't get mad cause I'm not your man. You understand it was bad, it was not my plan. For you to fall in love with me, girl, it's not like that. Don't believe no woman is right for me, so I won't try to talk. talk myself into thinking she is. And if she leaves me for this, that's just one less bitch. And trust me, I tried to be a one woman man, but for every one woman, there's a man home man saying damn. I just spent 6 years in this shit. The first two was cool, then the bitch just slipped. And then that shit had to make some new plans. Bought a brand new woman, got a brand new man. Now you hurt all alone, steady hitting her phone. But a bigger dick and longer back row, she gone. And if I ever said maybe and you thought that I might, you can sit and just imagine what my wife was like. If you ain't love my kids like you loved your own, and me unconditionally, when I was wrong, I was gone.
Dropping these bombs, getting paid with securing shit for my seed and my mom's, for my physical and my entire name of hip hop. Offered another path for niggas that made the struggling stop. Oh, fuck that. I'm here to fight for mine, to that for your way. If you know the government, try to do away with my cash. One of the most extraordinary that comes from a place where your man just stabbed you in the back and smile in your face. Take all them type of niggas off the face of the earth and do away with all them niggas before I get to them first. So slow it, niggas gon' get it and run right through it. Give witness to all of my niggas who know how to do it. Survival of the most fit for real niggas, no doubt. Get what's yours from out this fucker for your time run out. Get what's yours from out this fucker for your time run out.
But you tuning in to me. Yeah. Nas, what up?
Nas, what up?
Let's get 'em. Where in the world is Rod Digger? People wondering. Rappers scrambling to make a bang, and now the summer's in. Sounding dumber than cat stacks, mad none of them. That's the game. I wanna be a player like punning them. I ain't even talking to your CC Ted. Y'all queens of CNA. I'm queen of BPMs. 89, 10 balls, and balls. My flow's Nestle. Pussies rap bitches on their ass. So lusty. Folks request me when they want some real rhyming. Females ain't getting shining, and don't blame it on the climate. I make them hit the ceiling if I tell that real Dylan. Before the song is over, might hurt a tip feeling. They think they coming hard, looking like they tip drilling. They lie, so we sounding like a bunch of pig twirling. Imagine trying to listen to their album straight through. If it ain't that raw, then bitches, no thank you. Promoting unity amongst the females.
I don't care.
Why you do that?
Bitches is garbage.
You are.
Wanna be hoping, baby. Listen, man, it's only one hoping, baby. Maybe it's a little phase rap dudes go through.
Stop jocking my fresh.
Never heard it so true. Not long after niggas fought with it, the Jay-Z flew. Now everybody pocking, everybody got shot. And if a nigga ain't shot, he's doing 20 in a box. We're serving birds on a block. When Big start talking that Coogee shit, now look, everybody copping the Coogee fit. They all hook, even though it's safe to shade. That shit done now, rappers trying to sound like
one.
Y'all ain't niggas, turn this rap game to kick codes. Y'all copying press niggas from the vocals to the wardrobe. Scarface said, let a legend rest in peace. And there's only one notch in this world, and that's me.
B.E.
Hating on the ball cause it glistening. Shine so bright like the muzzle on the. I even walk with a halo. Hey yo, picking up a halo. Heard my boy Dilla say N-O. Make these motherfuckers go nuts like he did. You see how people went crazy when he dropped donuts. And if a sucker didn't like it, he gotta be nucking for us. Translated for the stupid, you gotta be fucking nuts not to mess with the Dilla dog. Thumbing through the catalog, the boy got a hell of a track record. It reached from Philly to Panama. Alleyways, but by the way of the D. Nice roll, D a satellite in the V. Hey, player, what you talking about over there? Oh, you don't f*** with this, you will eat a baby. I'm gone. I shine so bright. I shine so bright. got your head nodding like you own something. I see your head bobbing. Got your head nodding like you own something. What is it? Dope for dog food. Dope for dog food. Dope for dog food. Dope for dog. What is it? Dope for dog food. Dope for dog. What is it? Dope for dog. What is it? Dope.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Steed?
I can't call it, man. I can't call it. It's a beautiful evening. Yo, on the line right now, we got a special guest, man. We got a special guest that definitely, by far, hands down, one of the greatest MC/producers of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to y'all VA's own Knots Raw. What's good, bro?
What up? What's the word, boy?
I can't call it, man. Yo, good to have you on, B. It's been a minute. You know, been a minute. You got a lot cracking. You got a lot going on. I see you, boy. Load up.
Gotta stay working.
Yeah, man, yeah. So, what's up with DMP? What's going on with DMP? Shout to them, too, by the way. Dirty Music.
Just finished up an album, God Made Dirt.
All right.
Yeah, mixtape about to drop next week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
From Early Street, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of craziness on it.
What's the name of that? What's the name of the mixtape that's coming out? That's the God Made. That's not the God Made Dirt, is it?
It's Live from Early Street.
All right. Cool. What's good with Boogie and though?
You know, everybody getting busy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got the boys back together like Voltron and shit.
Good shit. Now I wanna basically take everybody back. You know, I remember when I first got put on to you. I got put on to you through Jim Nice and Anton. You remember Anton and Jim. I got put on to you through them. They used to have your beat tapes and your CDs and stuff. I used to be like, yo, who is that? Who's that? They were like, don't worry about that, right? So, you know, I end up going on tour with Danny and Ant from the Lyricist Lounge.
Right.
They had some of your joints, and we just kept playing them on the tour bus, all of them freestyle. I said, Sam, this dude is the craziest dude I ever heard. They took me to you. You know what I'm saying? They the ones who brought me to you, and we did the For the Kids joint and the hip-hop classics, you know what I'm saying? Insane, man. What was the joint that really kicked the door open for you, though? Like, that really started getting the notoriety for you?
Oh, man. That was Everybody Rise, Busta joint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you did that.
Yeah. He did a lot of joints on this.
I see.
Yeah.
First three joints on that.
Mm. Yeah. Which joints? It was the Everybody Rise, the
We About to Take It, and Extinction Level Event.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. So moving forward, the Busta situation, because I remember I was looking at in the credits. I seen that it said that you was down with Flip Mode at a certain point.
No.
So it wasn't that. Oh, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. This Man Radio, it wasn't that.
Word up.
But so it passed through there.
the whole Buster situation, because that's, to be honest, that's pretty much, he pretty much threw you under the wing in terms of, he copped a lot of beats. There was a lot of beats on his project.
Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah, and then, you know, he spread them through the whole Flip Mode, through Rod Digger and all of them. So, you know, definitely put that on the map. And then it was the Biggie joint.
Dangerous MC.
Jesus Christ.
Fantastic.
So, I know you get a lot of comparisons to some of them, that some of the producers that's out now, which I can't really see where that's coming from. Is it you think it's the MC producer thing, or is it the style of production? Do you think it's a little of both?
It all depends on who you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? The new niggas, they're compared to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not compared to them. You know what I'm saying? They're new niggas. So you know how that go.
Yeah.
But older niggas, man, like, you know, them niggas, I mean, some of them rock with me, man. Some of them don't. They hate me, man. They scared of me, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I put that out there. Niggas are scared of me. Shit.
As a,
I ain't gonna name no names, but I see these niggas all the time and they scared of me.
Oh, man.
As a producer MC, who were some of the people that inspired you to become a producer? Right? And when did you decide, like, this is what I really want to do with my life? Like, when did that come about?
You know what? I was working at a hardware store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the day Bust album came out, my manager hit me up on the job, like, yo, you know Bust album came out. Like, yeah, let me call you right back. And I walked off the job. And after that, I'm like, yo, this is what I'm going to do. Fuck all this.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was that?
I ain't even go back and get my last check.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Nigga, go get that check, nigga. Go get that shit, nigga.
Yeah. Man, call them now and be like, yo, y'all owe me a check.
Word.
Oh, they shut the hardware store down.
Oh, no.
Man.
Remember Builder Square and shit?
Oh, man. Wow.
That shit down on here.
Wow.
I got Boogie a job. I got Star job over there. I got niggas jobs over there.
Damn.
Wow. Yo, shout to Norfolk, man. Because Norfolk, I'm going to tell you one thing. I can't even front the DMV area, period, as far as production. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got a lot of talented MCs, but fam, like the production level out there is retarded. I don't know if it's something in the water, but y'all wowing down there. It's a lot of talent down there. Shout to VA, man. Shout to the whole DMV area, man.
Yeah.
Word up. Definitely been putting it in forever and ever. So talk to me about the Detox joint, because, you know, we've been waiting on that like we waiting on Christ. You know, we know it'll be here soon.
he working, man. You know what I'm saying? He working, man. Like, every time I go, man, he always playing me some new shit. And it's always a whole different. Like, every time I go, he started over. You know what I'm saying? And he's about 50 or 60 songs deep every time I go check this nigga out. You know, like, one time, man, the nigga played me, like, 45 records, but it was all East Coast sounding shit. And it was crazy shit, like, dope shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you wouldn't even hear this nigga on, but it's dope. He's killing them. Like, oh, man, like, really, Dre? Like, you going to do him like this? And then all of a sudden I come back, and he had scratched all them, got more other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to bring it back to that that chronic shit, man, you know?
Yeah. And he,
I don't know how that'll work when you don't have the same chronic niggas, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Because
yeah.
I'm reading that. You know, he got you on there as a guest producer. Like, what does that mean? Because I've heard different things. I've heard that you're a guest producer. You got a couple tracks on the album. I also heard that he's making the whole album based off of one of your beats. And then I heard that it's like your beats are the theme of the album. Like, I heard so much folklore about this, man. You know.
Oh, nigga, like, I set the fucking bar on it. I got the first joint on the album.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So you basically saying that he changes the project every time, but that record stays.
Because 50 been saying the same thing, that he been changing the project, switching it up. You know what I mean? So your record stays, though, like the first record, that's it.
Right, that nigga don't never scratch my shit.
Mm.
He scratch me and one nigga's joint, I come back, I still got my same shit. Like, sometimes I get tired of hearing that shit. Like, I don't want to hear
yeah.
my shit, nigga. That's my nigga,
yeah.
though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga's perfectionist, man, so.
Yeah.
I can dig it. Like, and then all the shit that he be putting out, like throwing, you know, produced by other motherfuckers, that's his shit for the detox. And he makes sacrifices to get them niggas shit so they can shine, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gave you any tips, like put you on, you know, to anything, like little things here and there, little nuances.
Right.
Nah, hell no. Like, when I see this nigga, it's probably like the first 10 or 15 minutes or whatever, and he's gone. Like, I'll be there for like 5-6 days, you know what I'm saying? And he's gone for the whole week. Let me do what I do. Let me just do what I do in the lab and shit. He comes back at the end of the day, end of the week and shit. And once he comes back, everybody's out of there. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it out. And that's what we be going.
Yeah.
We be just leaving this shit. So it's like I see him the first 15, 20 minutes that day. The last day I see him another 15 minutes, and that's it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. I'm glad I hear that.
You've worked with major and underground artists. You know, you've worked with DV, Alias Christ, who I really like as an MC as well. Busta Rhymes, Rod Digger.
Hell yeah.
You know, of course, Biggie, but then, you know, you'll have something like with Crumb Snatcher or something
right.
like that. Is it? Do you have a preference? Like, I like working with the major or the underground, or it's either or, because you just love music in general.
I just love music. I ain't no superstar.
Well, I don't know. Somebody would look at your production credits. It feels like you're a superstar. You seem to be working every minute of the day.
Yeah, them superstar niggas be on that bullshit, don't want to work with any and everybody. I fuck with everybody, so. I mean, long as you don't, I'll fuck with you, though.
So. Yeah.
Man. Right.
Word up. So, the MC thing, like, I knew you was nice before. It seemed like you got way nicer. Like, what? Nah, man, what were you doing, man? Like, it stepped totally up. Fam, I did my homework. I was looking. I checked out all the videos, listened to all the songs, shit I thought I might have missed. Fam, man, like, it's the creative aspect of being an MC, man, that you got there. You know, the back and forth joint. What was the joint I was watching? It was a joint with you and homie in the car, and he was doing
cars.
That's it. Crazy. You feel me? Like going back and forth. Like, see, that's what I'm saying. You understand it, but that could come from also being a producer. But fam, you put the words together. So salute to you, because a lot of niggas can't do that, man. So there you go. you know what I'm saying? Who you feeling? Who you feeling now? What MCs you like? Who you think is dope? Who you think is whack? Like, what do you think? Keep it real. Like, what do you think the game is now, man? How you? Are you feeling it?
A majority of these new niggas fucking suck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't rock with them. So.
Mm.
I mean,
those people that suck ever reached out to you to do production and you're like, I'm busy.
Nah, hell no, the craziest shit. Whack niggas don't reach out.
Ah, well, that's good. You don't need that shit.
And that's cool with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whack niggas don't reach out. I had a couple whack niggas reached out, but, you know, I ain't already did the work with them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it made them, you know, dope.
Hell yeah, great. So what you got popping? What's coming out now? I know you had the You Need This Music joint came out about a year or two ago, which was crazy, off the chain. I seen the Roth joint with you and Asher Roth. You stayed busy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But was it, and is the Cardinal Official joint that just dropped, is that the latest?
That's just a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? But it's like all original joints, though, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, man. Y'all go get that. Y'all make sure y'all get that. get anything that this dude name is on, man. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. If you don't know it, man, I'm praying, man. If you don't know it by now, like, we shouldn't even announce him. You should just play beats, and then he came on talking. You know what I'm saying? Word up. So look, fam, before I let you go, I ask all our guests the same three questions. It's basically, your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three producers of all time.
Ah, shit, nigga.
It's funny, not every guest does that. Every guest.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't really have no tops, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no tops. I don't have no more tops. All my
Is
tops
that right?
Yeah.
So no top producers. If nobody you hear, you'd be like,
producer niggas? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, first and foremost, my nigga gone, Dilla. So, you know.
Right.
You got Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got Law Finesse. You got it's a million and one niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Jake One. You got Just Blaze. You got Ye. You know what I'm saying? It's a million and one niggas that I fuck with. That's dope. I just can't put three niggas in a box and leave them niggas out. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah. What about groups? You don't have no top three groups at all.
Yeah.
That ring a bell?
MOP. MOP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roots.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking rah rah rah. Oh man, I can't even think right now. Me, MOP is my favorite group, so fuck it.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. And as far as the MCs, we just gonna fill them in with Dylon.
There it is.
Dylon.
That's crazy. Hold up. Yo, Knox, man. Yo, thanks for calling in. Always got a home here. You got exclusives. Shoot them to me. You already know. We throw them shits on. You got nothing but love and support over here. You heard?
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Hold up. Thanks for calling, bro. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Got me.
All right, bro. All right, for sure. Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on? Just finished that dope ass interview with Knox. You know, I hope y'all enjoyed that.
Yeah, man. Word. Shout to him, man. Yo, dude is a beast, man. If you don't know, please go do your homework, because, I mean, yo, man.
His catalog is
sick. Yeah, man. He working on Dr. Dre. You heard that man himself. He got the first joint on Detox, man. Very major, man. Shout out to him. I'm proud of him. You know what I mean?
But you're right. We are waiting on that joint. Like, we're waiting on Jesus.
Yeah, we waiting on that. Like, we waiting on Jesus.
You know, he's working with The Game, R. Kelly.
I think he did something for Jesus album too.
He got the first three joints on that. First three.
You know what I'm saying? Wow, man. You know. Shout out to him, man. You know, we're a really dope artist and producer. You know. Also, you know, I wanna let y'all know too. Let me turn the beat off on this too, man. I got a text from Lil Scrappy's manager. But what he told me, y'all. He told me Scrappy is on a plane
on the way to Miami. Now, the part I don't get is that, yo, all during the week, I was hitting homie up, like, yo, what's good?
Right.
What's good
right.
with Scrappy? Because, yo, I could pre-record him. He's like, nah, he's going to be good. He's going to be good. And you see what happens. See? See? Shout out to Kev Clark, man. I know it's kind of hectic, you know. Holla at me, man.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know what
yo, yeah, yeah. Yo, coming up for y'all, we got a boot camp show that's probably going to be our finale. Next week, I'm not really, it's a surprise who's going to be on next week. But the following
yeah,
week is going to be our finale.
Yet.
Yeah, we ain't telling y'all nothing yet. But the following week is going to be the finale. We're going to get up out of here. We're going to come back with season two in September. Bigger, better guests. It's going to be crazy. But the finale, we got a boot camp show. We got Buckshot for Black Moon, and
that's
we got
right.
Smith & Wesson. You know what I'm saying? Tech and Steel
for
Smith & Wesson. Yeah, shout out to Cynical for hooking that up. You already know, man. Shout out to Maria for calling in. Shout out to you,
that's
man.
Indeed. Thank you.
You know
thank you very much. Thank you. Another
up,
successful
man?
Show.
Yeah, man, successful.
You know?
Banging.
Yeah, another one, you know. I want to thank God. That's all I can say. Because
yeah.
I'm just thinking, I know without him, none of this is possible. When we just,
at all.
From the beginning, we've been quite successful, and I'm definitely feeling everything that we're doing. I'm loving the fans for checking us. You know, I get the tweets. I'm amazed by that. I think we got a tweet from England. Somebody
wow.
checking us out in England, yo.
Wow, that's crazy. Shout out.
You just don't know who's listening. Shout out to the world.
Yeah, man.
I love you, Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I love you, Earth. Word up. Yeah, man. We're gonna get you know how we do, man. We're gonna get up out of here with some more music. That beat you hearing right now. Yeah, that beat you hearing right now, that's a Knox beat. That's the MOP Crumb Snatcher Joint Wolves. That was off the Training Day soundtrack and shit. One of the hardest beats ever. Yo, man, let's get out of here with some more Knox, man.
Cool.
Let's do Kanye West, Barry Bonds featuring Lil Wayne. Yeah, my nigga Knox did that too.
That's right.
Yeah, let's get into it, y'all. Six Man Radio, we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
It's what y'all all been waiting for, ain't it? What people pay paper for, game it. They can't stand it, they want something new. So let's get reacquainted. Became the hood favorite, I can't even explain it. I surprised myself too. Life of a dawn, lights keep blowing. Coming in the club with that fresh shit on, with something crazy on my arm. And here's another hit, Barry Bonds. We outta here, baby. We outta here, baby. We outta here, baby. Dude, fresh off the plane, konnichiwa. Victor's turn around another plane. My passport on pivot. Asked for it, I did it. That asshole done did it. Talked it, then he lived it. Spit it, then he did it. I don't need right ears. I might bounce ideas, but only I could come up with some shit like this. I done played the underdog my whole career. I've been a very good sport, haven't I, this year? They say going crazy, and we seen it before. But I'm doing pretty good as far as geniuses go. And I'm doing pretty hood in my pink polo. Nigga, please, how you gonna say I ain't no low head? Cause my Dior got me mow my dough head. I'm insulted, you should go ahead and bow so hard till your knees hit your forehead. And the flow just hit code red. Top five MCs, you ain't gotta remind me. Five MCs, you gotta rewind me. I'm high up on the line, you could get behind me. But my head's so big, you can't sit behind me. Life of a dawn, lights keep going. Coming in the club with that fresh shit on, with something crazy on my arm. And here's another hit, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, yeah, we
outta
here, baby. West, we outta here, baby. Hey, Mr. West, you so out of here, baby. And me, I'm Mr. Steve, baby. I'm so bright, not shady. My seat and my eyes so white like shit.
jaded. Ice in my teeth, so refrigerated. I'm so fucking good, like I'm sleeping with Megan. I'm all about the Franklin, Lincolns, and Reagans. Whenever they make them, I shall hate them. Ooh, I may have them. I'm so crazy. But if you play crazy, you be sleeping with daisies. Such a heavy, oops, I meant havoc. And my drink's still pinker than the Easter rabbit. And I'm still cold like Keisha's family. Stove on my way, turn beef to baddies. And I ate it, cause I'm so addict. And I don't front, and I don't go backwards. And I don't practice, and I don't lack shit. And you can get married, suck my back. Nice vlog.
One, two.
Come on.
Yeah. Check this shit, man. DMP, what up? Notch, what up? VA, poppin'. Check it, the boy's still rappin'. Yo. Keep your shit talk to a minimum. Mental focus crazy, call me Pentium. I've been educated for this millennium and don't want to reminisce about the past. Yeah, I know we from the hood, but have a little class. Yeah, you got a little bread and want to talk about your stash. Nothing to say when your homie gets smashed and anything quiet when the burner go blast. Yo, I'm moving so fast, swerving in and out of lane. Pedestrians asking, what's on this guy's brain? I'm off the chain like you the weakest link, and it could go down faster than you think. Yes, I'm always woke, homie, I'm never sleep. Really, people can be shallow. Life is kind of deep. You can peep the position that I have chose. I produce DJ and I got flows.
Bring that shit back for me, man. Listen, I get tagged motherfuckers like wild animal. Discussing with the beast like hair on the mole. When the fur on the back stand, the claws be tracked. Tear up your fucking face and that is that. I call this shit my life, you call it rap. Pop quiz, motherfucker, test me, see where I'm at. Got kids the size of boulders, leave your ass flat. Hats and snatch crack like ass getting slapped.
Yo, perhaps y'all ain't really hearing and understanding what's going on right now, goddammit. This is Knox and Pete Rock with that Jungle Brothers sample. Turn it up. Wherever you're at, turn it up. Turn your phone up. Turn your computer up. Turn everything in your house up. Turn your TV up. Nigga, just turn it up, nigga. Let's get it. Let's get back into that, man. Knox featuring Pete Rock. Turn it up. Let's get it.
One, two.
Come on.
Yeah. Check this shit, man. DMP, what up? Knox, what up? VA, poppin'. Check it, the boy's still rapping. Yo. Keep your shit talk to a minimum. Mental focus crazy, call me Pentium. I've been educated for this millennium and don't want to reminisce about the past. Yeah, I know we from the hood, but have a little class. Yeah, you got a little bread and want to talk about your stash. Nothing to say when your homie gets smashed and anything quiet when the burner go blast. Yo, I'm moving so fast, swerving in and out of lane. Pedestrians asking, what's on this guy's brain? I'm off the chain like you the weakest link, and it could go down faster than you think. Yes, I'm always woke, homie, I'm never sleep. Really, people can be shallow. Life is kind of deep. You can peep the position that I have chose. I produce DJ and I got flows.
Bring that shit back for me, man. Listen, I get tagged motherfuckers like wild animal. Discussing with the beast like hair on the mole. When the fur on the back stand, the claws be tracked. Tear up your fucking face and that is that. I call this shit my life, you call it rap. Pop quiz, motherfucker, test me, see where I'm at. Got kids the size of boulders, leave your ass flat. Hats and snatch crack like ass getting slapped. Knots in the boy, one
runner. We polarize cash, put the shit in the dope fiend to the fuck only. Yeah, what up to my nigga, the 5'9 to 5? I've been going donuts ever since my nigga Dilla died. And when my nigga Dilla died, yeah, nigga cry, wishing I could boss up with the boy again. Try to eat your food, but the lion's in the den. Nigga, the takeover's near, better hope you some can, man.
Because my diamond chain is
right.
Has them Las Vegas lights to be the same in California when I'm riding at night. In New York, I be in Midtown, up and down Broadway, having meetings all day, baby. My future is
right.
As LeBron's take off on anybody, Tyra Banks on my arm, and we'll crash any party, yeah. Making it rain ain't got shit on me. The way I ball, the fucking ownership, come sit on me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fresh out of jail, you should have knew I was back. Turn on the radio, it's a wrap.
Don't get hit, right? Niggas from the hood thinking shit all good. I'm asking all of y'all.
What you come around here for?
Got niggas
Radio.